Welcome to A New Voice of Freedom, mini podcast number 3, Gethsemane. We think of Christ shedding his blood upon the cross. We cannot comprehend the agony on the cross attested to by the stripes on his back, the spikes in his hands and in his feet, the weight of his flesh hanging on the cross, the sword thrust into his side, and the crown of thorns pressed into his scalp. However, the agony he suffered in Gethsemane was far worse, for it was in Gethsemane that he took upon himself all the sins of the world and satisfied the law of justice. On the cross, he bled from the wounds in his hands, feet, and side. Perhaps his heart burst. In Gethsemane, he bled from every pore. Look at the language of the Bible. Saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Luke 22:42-44. If it were merely sweat, the authors would not have compared it to blood. For it to be compared to blood, it had to have the color of blood. It is clear that the great drops of sweat contained blood. Who but a God could comprehend such suffering? Paul, referring to Christ's suffering in Gethsemane, said, "Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Hebrews 12:4. In the wilderness, Christ strove against Satan. On the cross, Christ strove against life and death. In Gethsemane, Christ, being sinless, strove against sin on our behalf. The blood shed in Gethsemane is as great as, if not greater than, the blood shed on the cross as it relates to our atonement. Christ suffered in Gethsemane to satisfy the law of justice in payment for our sins. Without the blood of Gethsemane, the blood on the cross could not have saved us. The stripes, the nails, the thorns, and the sword caused suffering inflicted by man. The suffering in Gethsemane was inflicted by choice to fulfill the will of the Father, to satisfy the law of justice, and to save mankind, as John 3:16 teaches us. Because of his sinless state, the law of justice had no authority over Christ. Therefore, he had to willingly submit to the law of justice in payment for our sins. The atonement worked only because Christ was innocent. All suffering went to atone for mankind. Christ suffered on the cross so that the world could see what he did for us, and all eyes would be lifted up to Christ. His suffering in Gethsemane was invisible to man. He came triumphantly out of the tomb to bring about our resurrection. He came triumphantly out of the Garden of Gethsemane to bring about our salvation. He suffered publicly on the cross on a hill called Calvary, so all mankind could see. He suffered alone in Gethsemane, so no man could see, for all must live by faith. It was witnessed only by the eyes of the Father. There is no way that we can fully understand what Christ suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was far worse than the temptations he endured in the wilderness against Satan, far worse than the suffering he did under the lashes of the Roman soldiers, far worse than the crown of thorns, and far worse than the nails on the cross, and far worse than the sword, all combined. It was in Gethsemane that he paid the full price for our sins and satisfied the law of justice. Even thieves were crucified, and many have suffered tortuous deaths. But no torment inflicted by man could equal his experience in the garden before the crucifixion, because he placed himself under the full penalty of the law so that we would not have to suffer for our sins if we laid them at the feet of Christ. It was so excruciatingly horrendous that though a God, Christ bled at every pore and needed an angel from heaven to strengthen him.